When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Yes! Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the program. Don't forget, tomorrow is primary day. Now, for some of us, there is no primary. I live in NY23. I'm a registered Republican, so I'm not going to have anything to vote for tomorrow. But if you live in NY61 and you're a registered Democrat, you get to decide who the who's going to take that seat. Is Zellner going to stay in there for a full term, or is Rivera going to pull quite possibly one of the biggest upsets in local politics? And by the way, Zellner's posting on social media, he is posting like someone whose numbers are not where he thought they would be. Now, I could be wrong. He might just be trying to spend all his money. But it seems as if the state senator slash chair of the Erie County Democrats might not see this as the easy win that he was expecting. And then obviously in NY23... you have the two candidates for the Democratic Party that we heard yesterday on Hardline. But as I say, I am just, this is the strategy to continue to go back and use these buzzwords. Yet when someone on the Democratic side has a Nazi tattoo, or when someone on the Democrat side of the aisle has said horrifically racist things, or has been a member of the KKK like Robert Byrd, they for some reason get a pass, even though they have a history of racism. Yet Republicans, people who have never said anything, again, George Bush, what did George Bush ever say that was racist? Yet they labeled him a racist. Mitt Romney, they labeled him a racist. Donald Trump, who's been in the public eye my entire life. Yet the minute he starts running for president, they label him a racist. But again, it's so rich coming from the party who continues. I mean, the party that has the racist past, the party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK. And when you look at Zellner's endorsements, yes, he endorsed Byron Brown when Byron Brown was the mayor. But in the last mayoral election, there were three African-Americans running for mayor. I would say two of the three were more than qualified with Rashid Wyatt and Garnell Whitfield. And Jeremy Zellner endorsed the white guy. Now, again, he did that because he wants the seat. He, a white guy, wanted to take Sean Ryan's seat. I think it's lazy, I think it's dangerous, and I think it takes the weight away from a word. When you call someone, when someone is alleged to be a racist, that should carry some weight. That should be a serious claim. But the Democrats have taken all weight out of that because if you disagree with them, they call you a racist. Let's go to Todd in East Aurora. Hey, Todd.
Hey, my friend. All right. So here's what I used to say. Years and years ago, I used to teach philosophy. And one of the things I taught was logic. And part of logic is making definitions. And I threw out a definition that absolutely everybody in the room in any room I ever had agreed with about racism. So racism is the arbitrary preference for or aversion to an individual or group primarily or solely based on the individual or group's race. And then I explained it. Obama was president at the time. I go, that means if you voted for Barack Obama because he was black, you're a racist. And if you voted against Barack Obama because he's black, you're a racist. They throw this term around like it has any bite anymore. It doesn't. Because the reality is you're talking about, I mean, everything you said historically, by the way, is 100% true. The party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK, the party of, I mean, they've done this repeatedly and they make race politics their entire argument, which makes them racists. So you have to vote for this person because they're black or they're female or they're whatever. They're all about identity politics, whereas a sane and rational person is voting on the positions of a person.
Yeah, the problem is what are the positions that the Democrats are running on? Again, anytime you bring up the transgender stuff, they say, really, we're going to talk about that? Well, you voted for it. You know, I mean, it's Trump, and racist. What they actually, you know, concrete stand for, I cannot put together, Todd.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like if in the next, as I hope, in the next election, you have J.D. Vance at the top of the ticket with Marco Rubio as his vice president? J.D. Vance is married to a woman of color with multiple children. Marco Rubio is like, are you joking? You're going to call Marco a racist? Come on, please. I mean, what are they going to do? They don't have anything to do. They have nowhere to go because they don't have an argument for something. They have an argument against an individual, which is in logic. We call that an ad hominem argument against the man. Well, what he's saying is wrong is because that man is saying it. So
yeah, I mean,
if Trump said the sky is blue, they'd say, no, it isn't.
Exactly. I mean, to that point, you know, Democrats, hey, they might have a good midterms. I think it's way too early to say. And Steve, that was one thing Steve Roberts agreed with me on this morning. But I'll tell you, I think the Democrats are in for a rude awakening once Trump is no longer the president, because once Trump is termed out, he has nothing to do with the party. I don't know what the Democratic Party is going to stand for, because the only thing, as you said, the only thing they stand for now is that they're not Trump.
That's right.
It's going to be very, very interesting, Todd. Hey, Todd, appreciate the call. Todd in East Aurora, 803-0930, star 930. You know, I put this on Blue Sky, and I'm getting a lot of pushback on Blue Sky. You know, the reason I put my show topics on Blue Sky is because I want the libs from Blue Sky to call in. I want everyone to interact with this show. I want conservatives. I want Republicans, I want Democrats, I want liberals, I want socialists, I want everybody to, and I want this to be a show that you say, hey, that guy's an idiot, I can call and disagree with him. Or, hey, Joe's making a good point, I'm going to call in and agree with him. Like I want, and that's the reason I post on Threads, on Blue Sky, on all these websites, because I want, you know, I want the people who disagree with me to call in. You know, Pat calls in all the time, and Pat and I have had some great back and forth. But I want more of that. Like, I want this to be a show where everyone feels that they can interact. And yeah, it might end up in a back and forth that gets, I wouldn't say heated, but you know, where we push back on each other, on what each other's saying. But that's the reason I put it on. I don't put it on Blue Sky to troll the libs. I put it on Blue Sky because, hey, if you think what I'm saying is wrong, Call in, push back, tell me why it's wrong. Tell me why what I'm saying is wrong. Like someone just put on Blue Sky, oh, that's why I don't listen to WBEN. Why don't you turn on WBEN, call in, and tell me why I'm wrong? Instead of just making a very generic post that doesn't have any substance to it. Let's go to Brian in Buffalo. Hey, Brian, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, no problem, Joe. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to comment on the Zellner and Garcia race, or I'm sorry, Rivera race.
Yes.
And, you know, I just wanted to say, Joe, you know, one of these guys is going to have to join the private sector after this election. And, you know, it's going to be nice to try and watch them, you know, after being in politics their whole life, try and hack it in the private sector like the rest of us in New York State. I mean, a guy like Zellner, who has been, I don't know if he's ever held a real job, to be honest with you. And it's like, you know, what they pulled with that seat in Buffalo, Ryan and Zellner.
Yep.
It was a microcosm of what happened on the national level with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And it's not a democracy when we go like that. And it's like, you know, I just want to see these guys come to the private sector and hack it like the rest of us under the policies they created. And I never want to see anybody unemployed. You know, I don't want to see these guys lose a job because, you know, whether it be in politics or whatever, but part of me is happy that one of them is going to be in the private sector trying to make money and support their family.
That's, you know, Brian, you bring up a great point because I agree with you, number one. Number two, I think if Zellner gets upset, I think he also resigns from the chair position. I don't think he can continue to run the party if he loses the Senate seat. So I think you're 100% spot on that he will be unemployed if he loses this primary. I think that'd be too embarrassing to come back from.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's all I got, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Brian in Buffalo. Yeah, I think that's something to keep an eye on. You know, people are saying, you know, Joe, I don't think not many people are talking about NY61. And yeah, I mean, if you don't live in the district, you're like, okay. But I think there's more of an implication here if Zellner is to lose. What does that mean for not only the chair position of the party, but what does that mean for all of these, in their mind, high-level elected officials who endorsed Zellner? Kathy Hochul, Mark Poloncarz, Tim Kennedy. Right? What happens? What does that mean that your endorsement meant nothing? Now, speaking of endorsements, Sean Ryan is not endorsing either of these men, which, by the way, I applaud Sean Ryan. I actually, Mayor Ryan, all the criticisms of Mayor Ryan get back to him. I hope he gets this clip. I applaud Mayor Ryan for not endorsing someone in this race. Now, I know why he's doing it. He's got reasons of his own. But I applaud the mayor for saying, you know what? Even though it's his seat, like, his endorsement would actually carry more weight than Poloncarz, you know? And Brian wants to talk about people going to the private sector. I know Poloncarz thinks he's going to run for president or something, but can you imagine if he has to go into the private sector? I mean, you want to talk about someone who is so removed from reality, and you can just tell in the way he addresses, like, ever. It's just like with Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul tries to address everyday things. Affordability. I mean, Governor Hochul, you're at a bar, like, every other video when you're trying to interact with people is you sitting awkwardly at a table at a bar. Like, I don't think you're. Is Kathy Hochul walking into Aldi and pricing out the cheeses and the steaks? I don't think so. No, but if Zellner loses tomorrow, and this is something I'm keeping my eye on, because I'm a nerd when it comes to politics, I don't think he can also then continue to run the Democratic Party. I think it's embarrassing. I think it'd be embarrassing to come back from, and that's no offense to John Rivera. I just think Zellner has all these endorsements. He's got all this money. I mean, he is outspending Rivera 3-1. If Jeremy Zellner does not win, how do you continue to have any respect as the chair of the party? Be very interesting to see. And, you know, Brian brought up Scanlon, so I have to say this, and I've said this before, and, you know, I hope I hope Chris and I can have a conversation, but there's no one I am more disappointed with, and that's saying a lot, in local politics than Chris Scanlon. I mean, what they did to him last year, what the machine did to Chris Scanlon last year, and for him to then turn around and endorse Jeremy Zellner, I'm sorry, I realize, you know, you have to keep a job and you have to make Zellner happy. You want to pay the bills. Like that to me, that's why I could never do politics. Because if the party went as hard against me as the Democratic Party did against Chris Scanlon last year, and then after he lost the primary and said he wasn't going to run as an independent, oh, Chris has a bright future in the Democratic Party, I would be replying to all those comments from the big wigs in the party, and I would just be cursing them out. That's why I could never do politics. Because I have just a little too much pride to not make sure they know exactly what I think of them. You know what I mean? And again, it's a sad state of affairs. It's why I couldn't do it. But yeah, I don't think there's someone I'm more disappointed in than Chris Scanlon for just throwing his hands up in the air and saying, okay, cool, I guess I'm endorsing Zellner. It's kind of disappointing. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the program. Talking about, well, it started with, you know, the go-to buzzword for Democrats, calling everyone they disagree with a racist. But again, the history of racism is on the Democratic side and within the Democratic Party. Also, this race tomorrow, Zellner Rivera. Sean Ryan has not says he will not endorse anyone. He told Nate Benson that yesterday. So Sean Ryan, and I applaud the mayor. I think more people should have maybe kept their two cents out of it. But the mayor says, no, I got more important things to do. And he is not endorsing his former seat. And, you know, like I said, you look at the way Zellner's posting on social media. You can't watch Wheel of Fortune without three Zellner commercials. He obviously is spending the money. Now, is he spending the money because he's got it? Or does he actually have polling that says, wow, this is a lot closer than I thought? Let's go to Dave in Blaisdell. Hey, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Joe. You were talking about Zellner wouldn't be able to go back into his position. You would have to have a personality where you feel shame. He doesn't feel shame. He's just a parasite that's gotten into the political system. He's rooted in, and there's no shame with him. And the other point, too, is the Democrats are not ever pinned down as to what they're going to do, solutions, how they're going to lead, what are they going to do to fix the problems we have, the spending, the taxes, all those things. Nobody in media is inquisitive enough to really push at them to find out what they're going to do. And all the name calling is, it reminds me of being in junior high school. When you get into an argument with somebody and you know they've lost because all they're doing is calling you names. And that's all they have to call Trump Carl Palladino. Oh, these are racist and bigots. Well, prove it. How are they racist and bigots? Now, maybe Palladino, I think, has said some things in the past that you could pin that on him. But Trump's record of dealing with race in America, I mean, he was one of the first people to support Jesse Jackson and give him an office in his property.
Yeah.
When Jesse Jackson was running for president. So that rings so empty and so hollow. And I think that's exactly a junior high move. Oh, I'm going to call you a name. And that's how they go about things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're so spot on, Dave, when it comes to Trump. I mean, it's not like he, you know, I always say this about Trump. He was in the public eye far before he decided to be president. And no one ever called him a racist for 30, 40 years. Then all of a sudden he runs for president, and now everything is, look at that racist, when, like you said, he has a history of not being a racist, of being actually a complete opposite. Dave, appreciate the call. Dave in Blaisdell, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the program. We'll continue talking about this, but when we come back, as I said, Town of Tonawanda Supervisor John Flynn will be on the show at 2:35. So in the next segment, I would like to talk with you about data centers. And where you stand on data centers. Again, the reality is we need them. We need them. The pros, the cons, we'll weigh those out when we come back. And I'd like to know your thoughts. Are you going to the meeting in Tonawanda tonight for the residents in the town of Tonawanda? I'd love to hear from you. What do you plan on saying? What do you plan on using to push back on this? And again, if not there, where? That's a very real question. Data centers are going to exist, and they're going to be built. So if not here, where? That's the question I have for you. It's Joe Beamer on a Monday on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.